USA Radio News.
New York City business owners are speaking out against a vaccine mandate. It requires kids ages 5 and up to show proof of vaccination in restaurants, fitness facilities, movie theaters, museums, and the like. One business owner spoke to Fox and Friends.
I think we got to move at a little bit of a slower pace at certain times. We're having a difficult time, as is, with this Omicron, where people have slowed down coming into the restaurants over the last couple weeks, and we still have never gotten really back to full capacity.
President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. NBC News reports the scheduled talk comes amid continued tensions over Ukraine. Russia has amassed some 100,000 soldiers along its border with Ukraine, raising fears among many in the international community of an impending invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. I know you had a great Merry Christmas, and because of the unbelievable, overwhelming response that we've had during the holidays, we are extending that special Christmas offer. That's right, we're extending it only for WAR listeners.
And that's an extra 40% off for WAR listeners. And what else are we going to do, babe?
We're going to give you your spouse for free. That's right, you get to add your spouse for no extra charge, only until the end of the year. This is WAR listeners only. Hey, this is your time. It's a New Year's revolution. Not a resolution, it's a revolution. Get your body, get your health that you deserve. Throw down the gauntlet and say, this is our year to do it. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
NFL legend John Madden passed away Tuesday, and people are still processing the shock of his unexpected death.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know this. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck, stuffed in a deboned turkey, with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Mr. Madden on ABC's Monday Night Football in 2002. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The remainder of the World Junior Hockey Championship has been canceled over fears of a COVID-19 outbreak. Two games had already been forfeited because of positive coronavirus test results among U.S. and Czech players. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The GOP gives a reaction to the Democrat COVID committee.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee has spent over a year investigating the previous administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, recently issuing a report. Meanwhile, earlier this week, the United States logged more than 440,000 new coronavirus cases in a day. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Greg Murphy, who is also vice chair of the GOP Doctors Caucus and a physician, tells Fox and Friends first his reaction to the report and weighs in with his thoughts on the current administration.
Good Lord, you know, we would not have a vaccine that had saved hundreds of millions of lives right now if the Trump administration had not put forth warp speed. So to do this is just, it's just typical for this administration. They create a crisis, or they say they can fix a crisis and they can't. And then what they do is they just blame Trump.
According to the House subcommittee's report, the previous administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the nation's pandemic response for political reasons. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Several Marines who refused to get the COVID-19 shot told Fox News Digital they are witnessing, quote, a political purge by the Biden administration. The Marines spoke anonymously and said Biden is forcing out the military's best and brightest over beliefs they say are protected by the First Amendment. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.